Let's turn now to Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. And Todd, have we gotten any word, any communications out of the White House in response to what's happening in Egypt?
Well, sure. Press Secretary Robert Gibbs yesterday in the White House, Celeste peppered by the press on what exactly the president's and the White House's position is in Egypt in particular and across the Arab world. A lot of these governments, as Khalid Rashidi said, are our allies, but then there are protests in the streets. It certainly echoes Iran. Now, listen to Robert Gibbs as he was asked yesterday, in the White House press corps, trying to pin him down on where the White House stands. Whose side are you on in Cairo? Listen to Gibbs.
We have at every turn encouraged President Mubarak to find a way to engender that political discourse in a positive way.
All right, now Celeste, that halting statement is just about as far as he's going to go. Look, Khalid Rashidi put a voice to it. We're in a bind in Egypt. Hosni Mubarak is our guy, has been for decades. We have a partner in Egypt. We're also a pro-democracy country. Barack Obama and other U.S. presidents say they support the will of the people to have free and democratic exchanges. And the United States is in a bind.
Although Vice President Joe Biden has said Mubarak should not step down, and Biden has also drawn a line of distinction between the King of Jordan and some of the other leaders like Ben Ali.
Indeed, and then that's turned around on Gibbs at another point, and they say, well, what's the policy in Jordan, in
right.
Saudi Arabia, in
yeah.
Yemen?
I mean, this becomes more like not maybe a bind, but being handcuffed to a sinking ship.
Well, John, you can interpret it that way, but really what it is a whose side are you on question. And Gibbs will parry on that question and did saying these are all different countries and say we're not in the business of picking sides.
Are you going to the briefing today?
If there is a briefing today, I haven't seen the schedule yet,
but
go. I'll be there.
You should go and ask Gibbs how much money we send to Mubarak to support riot police gear, that sort of thing.
Well, I think
you should ask him.
I think the total the U.S. sends over there is about $3 billion a year. How much of it goes to riot police gear, John, is a good question.
We'll be seeing it on the streets.
Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick, hopefully not made in Philadelphia or anything. Hopefully.
That's not a picture you want to see.
Todd Zwillick, thank you very much.
There.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.